you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
What up, y'all? It's your girl Mitra and your girl Tanisha Javon, and we have La Familia gang with us tonight. What
here
up,
was
y'all?
Poppin'. Here was goody.
Hey, how y'all living? It was goody.
Here was poppin'. We blessed, man. How y'all living?
We good. We good. Yeah. We're glad that you guys wanted to come on and kick it with us for a little bit today.
Yeah, big facts. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. OGG, the greatest. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just recently had a birthday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Aries Gang, you know what I'm saying? Fortnite.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all. A little bit about me. Like I said, I just turned 28. I'm an Aries from Brooklyn by way of Charlotte. I own a total, it's five businesses. I own a conglomerate that owns, started four businesses, and one of them, the name of my conglomerate is called Your Gifted Mafia.
Okay.
Which stands for, like I said, Mafia stands for Millionaires and Famous Icons in America. So it's Your Gifted Mafia, the conglomerate. And then underneath that, I started a record label called Mafia Music Empire, a clothing line called Do the Fly Thing, a model agency / talent agency called Fully Loaded Agency, and a production / promotions company called Mob Ties.
Wow.
So underneath that, and then, like I said, from there, I've just been promoting my own, using my own services as far as helping people do this, do that. But then for myself as an artist, as a creator, I've been putting out my own music, you know, my own content as far as in on any level, all levels. Just little bits and pieces of here and there. And then, like I said, I signed my good friend, man, a brother to me in life, you know, how he came, how we come about. Like I said, he'll introduce himself, he'll tell more about his story and everything. But God blessed our paths across, and that's when I met Mir Stacks. And then, you know, we just been rocking.
All right. So Mir Stacks, can you describe your relationship with OGG the Greatest? Like, how did this relationship come about, and how did you know, hey, this is who I'm supposed to be rocking with?
Man, OGG is like my brother now that we built our bond through the music, and of course just being out here in the streets. Of course, today I was like, yo, I kind of ran out, like, where you at? He was like, I'm over, you know, I just seen him cross paths, you know, just, I always seen him on a day by day, like, you know what, let me just go see what's up with him, man. Then I'm gonna go see what's up with him. From that point on, connected, and after that we started doing music. He was already in the path of, you know, doing shows and everything like that, and being professional with everything. And I just was trying to find my path as far as what I was going to do. And he just told me, like, this is what you can do. You know, you can actually do music, bro. Like, you tough. Like, after him hearing me and whatnot, because I was already doing music from, like, 19 until now. I'm 27.
Okay.
Yeah, he kind of sparked me.
Right.
You said you was 27, like you old.
I'm 27 now. Yeah.
You just getting started, my brother.
Right.
Okay, so let me, so I want to ask another question. Because you guys, okay, you said you crossed paths and you call yourselves brothers. What determines a brotherhood to you? Because, you know, there are a lot of snakes out here in the grass. Yeah. So how did you know, like, he's on his shit, he's real, he's not trying to, you know, take nothing from me, he's here to build me up, and we're gonna climb this chart, these charts together? How did you know that he was legit?
I knew he was legit because he was street shit, like, just on some shit. Shit we can't really even talk about, but, like, he always been legitimate. Like, we was doing, we do the same things. Like, we're like synonyms, like, in a way. Like, we real similar to each other, like, when it comes to life and everything that we got going on. And shoot, and definitely in music, right, like, we love, right, man. Like, everything just feel like it's in place. So, you know,
that's right.
As far as the brotherhood goes,
I mean, you check the music, it just,
like,
sounds.
We didn't have adversity and persevere through that, you know, like, a little situation with just friends coming and going, but we just stuck it out. Like, we always stay committed. We always let each other know, like, we're going to stay committed with this shit.
Absolutely. All right. So, do you guys have any major projects coming out?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do.
Please, do tell. Details.
Oh, we kind of,
can you talk? Yeah. If you can't talk about it, that's fine. We can talk about a previous project.
Oh, no, we can talk about it. I just like being mysterious. I just like people, like,
oh, wow. You want to pop out with it. Okay.
Yeah. So, I tell you a little bit, give you a little, I like,
give us a little teaser then.
Yeah. I like doing little teasers. I know that's my little sexual. I'm that's my little marketing. Like, I've been getting a little teasers, dropping little teasers. On my, I was doing Wiz before Wiz started, before he started being that. That's why I got banned on such shit. But what we got coming up, y'all seeing us perform, you know what I'm saying, the music that we have unreleased, man. And it's so crazy. Like, once we actually started doing music together, like, we was like, all right, bro, like, some life stuff happened and brought us, you know, basically to each other, like, bro, we gotta handle it. Either we gonna handle it like men, or we gonna handle it like children. You know what I'm saying? And how we handle it, we see ourselves as men, and we can be able to conduct business and be able to speak on things. You know what I'm saying? On sensitive topics, and, you know what I'm saying, just be able to have to understand it. And when all the smoke was clear, you know what I mean? It was clear as day.
You was ready to work.
Yeah, it was like, damn, you still thorough, bro. Like, I told him all the time, like, damn, you thorough, bro. After all this, like, you know what I mean, we both, like you said, we like synonyms, man. We're like one and the same as far as in how we go about situations, how we think and whatever. So it just spills into the music, makes the music and how we move just way easier. We rap about our lives and what's going on and everything. So when we started doing music actually together, it took like a week for us to write.
Really jail.
Nah, it took us a week to write and record three songs. Like, God, three songs, please. And then to,
okay,
go
perform.
Mix then to
and
go
master
perform.
And all of that?
No, we didn't even have to get it mastered. We didn't have to get it like, I mean, no, we're gonna, but that's what we about to go do. We're about to go get it mastered, get the show track and everything. Like, I'll tell y'all now, we just left another interview today. Like, stuff's been blowing up so fast. That's why I was gonna tell you, like, ever since we started making music for real, like, we went to the studio, recorded 2-3 songs, got it mixed and everything, but we already had a show booked and we started performing there, and we ain't been able to really get back into the studio. Yeah, like,
y'all ain't even been able to rest. Y'all just work.
Yeah, I lost my voice. I done, like, yeah, that's so
a good
crazy
thing, though. Let me ask you something. Are you documenting all of this, like a vlog or something, so you can keep this, so when you blow up, you can be like, this is the shit that we went through to get to this motherfucker. Like,
As far as in the day-to-days, we still trying to find a consistent videographer and, you know, go through all that. But we record every song. I mean, we record every performance we do. And it's all on our pages and everything. And then as far as in, like, day-to-days, you know, we might make little TikToks, little videos, or just our own memories and whatnot. But like I said, it's like, because of how things been and how things are, it's been like, man, it's been mysterious just because, like, people know us and they know we very much popular. But as far as in, like, what we doing, yeah, they don't really know until we just, oh, they see us in these buildings, they see us around these people, you know, and then they be like,
and shit pops off quickly. It really does.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we've been moving, like, it's been crazy. It's so crazy. So, but we do got a project that we working on now. We got to record the last two songs. You know, get everything mixed and mastered. And then then we're going to be rocking. It's going to be called, well, so far, we don't really got official tissue name, but we're just going to, as far as in, go with La Familia Gang Records, like just the family music.
Okay. So let me ask you something. Do you have a specific producer that you work with? Are you open to other producers? Like, how do you find your beats and stuff that you record on? How do you know what beat is for you?
The producers we've been trying to work with or that we found, it hasn't been consistent, or, you know, I don't know. We really industry ready people, as far as in ready to work with real engineers, real producers, because all the beats that we have found and be like, yo, this is the sound, you know, it's honestly came from YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, we've heard other song beats and stuff, and yeah, we like it, and you know what I'm saying, we might rap on it or bob our head to it, but songs that like, bro, nah, that's it. Nah, we gotta have that. Like, nah, we need that. You know, it's always been just us just randomly finding something on YouTube, and we'd be like as soon as it come on, we already, oh no, you just see us get activated. You know, it's a whole different feel. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
I will say that my husband is a producer.
Okay,
so
you need to see what's up.
So I may link you guys up because he is dope as fuck. And I'm not just saying that because he's my husband, but he has a talent. He's been producing since he was like 16, and now he's, I don't want to be telling his age, but he's 36. So over 20 years he's been producing. So
So
I will link you guys because he's really good, and I see that you guys are really serious about your music. So Mayor Stacks, you've been quiet. What's up?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
So performing, what is your motivation when you get out there and perform it? When you get out there and perform?
Oh, that's a good one. My motivation when I go out there, I must say, like, it go deeper than that now over time, because at first it was like, all right, I'm going to do this for myself, and I'm going to do this, you know, to make my bro proud, like, want some. Mm-hmm. But now that over time, I'll be like, all right, man, I look up to the sky and stuff like that. I get real deep with it, because I'll be like, thinking, you know, because I done lost my uncle in 2012,
mm-hmm,
at 16, and he was 22, so I be thinking about that. I think about my aunt. She died the following year when I was 17, and she was 25. So, you know, I think more spiritual about it. So I try to go all in with it, kind of like a sport.
You know what? I really like that, because I'm going to tell you, people don't understand that to be present is a present. So don't take that for granted, because age, people are not seeing the ages that we're seeing today. I just saw a young lady a couple weeks ago. She was 18. She lost her life. She got shot. I mean, just right there in front of me. And it's just like, it's crazy. People have to appreciate. And I like the way you kind of tie that into losing your people early. Like, you use them as motivation and stepping stones to motivate you to perform. Let me ask you another question. When you are performing, how does that make you feel?
Oh man, it's always a turn up for me. Like, I love performing. Like, now,
is it like a euphoric feeling? Like,
yeah, definitely euphoria. A sense of euphoria for sure.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, it's like, in matter of being anybody there or not, like, you know, we perform in a mirror, like, by ourselves.
Absolutely.
And
look,
up, and be like,
you,
yeah. Like, yeah, that's you, what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
It come on, like, you teed up.
You got to start somewhere. I was honestly talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about how you got to think about it. Even hairstylists, they start out, when they first start out, they start out with one customer. You know what I mean? One customer. They have to build their clientele, just like you as an artist. You have to build your audience, and if performing in front of each other is your first thing you got to do to feel comfortable, then I'm all for it. But yeah, so those crowds will get bigger and bigger, and the thing is, if you perform for five people and you perform like there's 10 million people, trust and believe, when you get to them 10 million, you're gonna be ready, period.
You're right. Thank you for that.
So
for the year of 2022, what has been your biggest lesson?
Our biggest lesson is, I think for me, coming from me, learn that we can't do it on our own. Mm-hmm. Like, learn that we need each other in certain situations and just throughout life in order to get to where we want to get. Like, that's mainly what it's been for me. But from OGG's perspective, I'm going to give it to him. Hold on.
I love it.
So guess what, y'all? So just to let y'all know, we are on in 54 different countries. We have over 7,000 listeners. Anything that you want to share with our list, now is the time to get all that out the way.
You could definitely follow. You can subscribe on YouTube at OGG The Greatest. Or that's on any platform. You can Google that. You know what I'm saying? The same thing for Mirror Stacks. It's OGGDA Greatest. And then MIRRSTAXX. On Instagram, it's OGG The Goat. And up to score Mirror Stacks. That's up DASOC _ Mirror Stacks. And then, yeah, I'm always going to talk our shit. Like, I can tell you right now, like, we're going to be the greatest artists, the greatest duo ever.
The greatest entrepreneurs, all
ever,
of it.
To ever do it, the way we're doing
that's
it.
That's right.
You
better speaking into it.
Well, like, I love, and, you know what I'm saying, I support any and everybody. I'm not in no competition, or we not in no competition with nobody, because, you know what I'm saying, we...
Can't nobody, and honestly, you know what, it's funny. Every interview we done this week, we got into competition. The thing is, people don't understand, nobody's going to rap like OGG The Greatest. Nobody's going to rap like Mirror Stacks. Nobody's going to give that presentation like Mirror Stacks. You're going to put your shit and your mix on that shit. So nobody can be you. Like, they can imitate you, but there's only one original. They can copy you, but there's only one original.
You know what? That's what OGG stands for, Original God's Gift, aka.
Hey,
original.
I love it. Yes, yeah. Talk your shit. Seriously, you know what? I mean, and just the your attitude. Period. I feel like just speaking the positivity that you're speaking, I have no doubt that you guys are gonna be up there soon.
And we're gonna take y'all with us. We're gonna definitely take y'all with us. We love the support. You know what I'm
saying? All right. Yes, I love it.
We wanna take everybody who show us love to take us with us on our journey. And when we say on the top, man, like,
shout out Charlotte.
Man, you feel me? Shout out the world. Now, shout out Brooklyn, Philly. That's where we from. You feel me?
Yeah.
But we want to take everybody that us, like I said, that support us, because we really want to put, we're going to put Charlotte specifically on the map, as far as in this where we living at, this where we coming at, you know, just the energy. But we want to put Carolina on the map. Like, it ain't just us that's coming out of here, or, you know, putting on for the city. Like, we know some other dope artists that we want to put on and everything, and that we want to collab with and stuff like that. So, yeah, we really trying to.
I love that energy. It's all about putting back into others, too. Yeah. I love that energy.
Exactly. That's what everywhere we go, we're trying to put back into the community, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we believe in give and take, you know what I mean? Like, so we're going to. That's why we call it La Familia Gangs. Everything we do is just family oriented. Like, we just trying to come with peace and love and build the communities. You know, we building generational wealth, jobs.
Come on now, talk about it.
You know, I know, right?
We creating with all these companies that, you know what I'm saying, that I own and people that I sign and do business with, I also tap in with what they want to do and what their dreams and goals are. And then I bring it to fruition within my company. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I try to make everything in-house. So I'm not just, you know, giving people money or opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to have a dope night or, you know, dope moment in life. You know, I'm actually giving people, you know, opportunities to create.
Have a dope life.
Yeah, to actually have a dope life, you know, and then be able to give a dope life to their kids and to their loved ones. So, you know, that's the whole vision behind, you know, what we're doing and what I have set for in place. So, yeah, like, and I'm firstly doing it with myself, but as far as in for me to be able to be a real boss and call myself OGG, I'm doing it for somebody else, and then it'd be shown that I can do it for anybody. Just got to believe in the Lord and believe in yourself, and then believe in
me,
and we can make it happen.
Absolutely. Man, I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys have spoke nothing but positivity and giving back to your community. I wish you guys well. Again, tell our listeners where they can find your music. Tell them, again, Chopped and Screwed, where they can follow you, because, you know, sometimes, even me, because I've been drinking a little bit Merlot, so I had to, like, oh, GG, da-da. So if you could Chop and Screw your, just kind of slow down your Instagram handle, your Twitter, your TikTok, all of that, and where they can find your music and what they need to look for when they are searching your music. Any special shout outs or thank yous you want to give, go for it.
Yes. All right. So want to shout out to you guys. We want to shout out to No Gossip. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Bet. Yeah. Shout out to No Gossip Talk. Shout out Trap Art. Shout out Fair Apparel, DJ Chuck T, Steven the Dream, DJ Be Easy, La Familia Gang, of course, Mafia Music Empire, Quinn, Lady T, you know what I'm saying? My man's Jay. You can find me at OGG DA Greatest on all platforms. That's OGG the Greatest on all platforms. Oh, yeah. And then you can find my Instagram is OGG the GOAT. And for the clothing lines, yo, shout out Do the Fly Thing. That's at Do the Fly Thing. Shout out Liberty Rose. Shout out Mercenary. You know what I'm saying? Trap Art. And yeah, I already said that. And then Mir Stacks, he gonna let y'all know where y'all can find him at.
Appreciate it.
How y'all doing? Y'all can find me on Instagram at Up the Skull Mir Stacks, and that's spelled Up UPDAC. I mean SCO. _ MIRRSTAX. Yeah, it's usually two X's, but somehow Instagram erased the extra X.
Really?
Yeah, okay, I don't know. So,
Instagram is a hater, though.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but I'm like, man, that's crazy. But
also, where can we stream your music?
As far as music right now, you can stream it on. I have amateur songs that I've done on SoundCloud. It's okay. Under Mir Stacks Robinson. And then for all of the new tracks that I've been making, you know, the upcoming tracks, they've been unreleased.
Yeah, we're gonna drop the music that we're gonna make together. I'm gonna drop it. Like, I'm gonna create a YouTube channel for us both. We've all got a personal, but one for La Familia, our collective. And then when I drop it, it will it's gonna be like dropped under the label's name, you know, just like the label pushed this out. And then as you'll see, as the writers, it will be us as writers, you know what I'm saying? So, cause it's a joint mixtape, EP, album, whatever you wanna call it. So yeah, I was gonna drop it under, so we could both be able to, we could both put it on our separate albums, but since we're doing this whole project and a couple more, we got like a couple more projects that we're doing together right now. Like, we just drop it under the label, like, and just push the label. Okay. So,
sounds good.
But you can go stream my, like I said, his solo music on SoundCloud, and then my solo music is on any platform. Just search OGG the Greatest. And what I'm gonna do from there, like from my solo career, I'm gonna use that to put into what we got going on to build him up under my label. So as an artistry, we could be on the same wave. And now you'll see us both being the number one, like in solo artistry and number one with duo and stuff like that. So I got a vision for my mans and my label. Any other artist that wants to be a part of it, you know what I'm saying? So
that is awesome. That is awesome.
Beautiful. So we really appreciate you for joining our podcast tonight.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you rise to the top.
All right. We appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all. One love.
You're welcome.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read Volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is TENISHAP with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.